We'll be doing a study with VEGF trap, which is a new and improved antibody binding to vascular endothelial growth factor, and that'll be in people that have progressed after the tyrosine kinase inhibitors. We're hoping to do a study with Bayer, and it's been designed and actually approved, so we'll see where the landscape is. But it's a study to look at the benefit of continuing sorafenib after progression and adding either interferon based on Chris Ryan's data that was presented today, or adding gemcitabine, which has some activity in renal cell. And it would be a way of and then patients would be randomized to stay on or to discontinue sorafenib. So it would really be asking the question of giving persistent tyrosine kinase inhibitor beyond progression. Whether that'll be doable given the data that was presented in the last couple of days, I don't know. But I think it's an important question, and there are some data for synergy with both of those agents.
That's a fascinating concept. It's debated a lot as it relates to bevacizumab and as well as actually trastuzumab in breast cancer. Can you talk a little bit more about the theoretical basis to be looking at this question?
Well, the theoretical basis is that these drugs have an anti-angiogenic component, that they're suppressing growth. And the Avastin data actually shows it the most. If you look at Jim Yang's paper, where he drew these plots of the percentage of tumor growth as patients were being treated. And so with the high dose of Avastin, most of the patients had some tumor shrinkage, not PRs, but some tumor shrinkage, and then they were stable. And then if they did start to grow, they grew at a very different pace than what we saw with the people that were primarily resistant. So the thought is that even if somebody starts to break through, they're going to grow slower than they would have if you just released the brake and taken the drug away. But we don't know that for a fact, and I think it's a hypothesis that really needs to be tested.
And what specifically is the eligibility and design that's being discussed?
Well, this would be patients who are on a stable dose of sorafenib. Some docs are actually, you know, escalating the dose up a la Gleevec in CML, but it would be a stable dose of sorafenib with RECIST evidence of progression. And, you know, obviously patients that the physician doesn't feel that he's obligated to make a switch, for example, to the other tyrosine kinase inhibitor as a possibility, and would be willing to add another drug to sorafenib or to change to something other than a tyrosine kinase inhibitor as a next step. My read still is that these drugs have equivalent activity.